But Karsten, whose eyes were quicker than hers, watched the magician so closely that he saw what became of the handkerchief Zippo pretended he had lost. Zippo made such a fuss about the handkerchief that Karsten wanted to help him find it. To seem a little worried over where the handkerchief had gone was part of the trick, but Zippo looked so earnest that Karsten thought he really had forgotten what he'd done with it. And so right in the middle of the trick, Karsten, to help Zippo, called out, "There it is, on the rubber strap under your coat." Mina clapped her hand over Karsten's mouth to stop him, but the magician looked as if he could eat him alive. In fact, he had to stop that trick then and there and talk as fast as a mad parrot to make the audience forget it and begin to think about a new one. For the next trick, he needed a helper. "I'd like a polite, courteous child to help me," he said, glaring at Karsten. Then he smiled and pointed at Mina, and she stood up before everybody and helped him with all the rest of the tricks. Karsten would have left the room if there hadn't been so many people around the stove that he couldn't get out. He had to stand there and bear the angry looks of Zippo until the show was over. Over Glacier and Snowfield at Fence. As they walked back to the house, Uncle Nordahl asked the children if they would like to see a glacier. Even though they lived in the land of glaciers, they had never seen one, and they were on tiptoe to go.